Psalm 114 continues the Hillel Psalms, and it gives a message of God's delivering power in this psalm. Because this psalm is kind of a celebration of the mighty deliverance of Israel, releasing her from slavery. We've had several psalms before this that talked about God's deliverance of his people from Egypt, because it was a huge thing to the Jews to remember and to recount this. But what the psalmist is kind of recounting is God's deliverance at a time when there seemed to be no way for deliverance to take place. And I don't know if you can think of times in your life when God did that for you, when he delivered you at a time when you didn't think there was any other way that deliverance was going to come. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? How God does that. And this is a short psalm, just 8 verses long. It says, when Israel went out from Egypt, so now we know what he's talking about. The house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. In other words, he made a people for himself. And then using very poetic language, he says, the sea looked and fled, talking about the Red Sea. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. Again, very, very poetic language here. And then he asks a series of questions. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? And then he gives the answer. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water. You know he did that 2 times. And he says, the flint into a spring of water. Notice how he repeats. That's called parallelism. And that is Jewish poetry, by the way. You and I think poetry is rhyming, because that's what we learned. But Jewish poetry is parallelism. They call it Hebrew parallelism, where they will say something and then repeat it with different words. And that's what he says there in verse 8. Turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. That is the essence of Hebrew poetry right there. So obviously in highly poetic language, the psalmist just kind of issues forth these words of joy as he recalls the deliverance of the Lord, the mighty deliverance of God that was wrought on behalf of Israel during their time in the wilderness. And as I've said, the Psalms have brought this up many times. So, it doesn't get old, because it's great stuff, you know. It's the stuff movies are made of, you know. You got to do special effects in Hollywood to show these kind of miracles, you know. I guess my question is, though, can you recount a time in your life when God delivered you? Could have been something big or something small. But can you think of a time when God delivered you from something that you knew you had no way of any personal deliverance other than the Lord? It's good to recount those. It's good to remember those, just like the psalmist is doing here. I would encourage you to write them down. Write down the things that the Lord has delivered you from. He has such an interesting way of delivering, doesn't he? When the Lord brings deliverance into our lives, he allows us into a situation where he very... I got to choose my words carefully, because I don't want it to sound like I'm being critical of God. But God has this way of kicking out from under us all of the support structures that we would place in our lives, that we would put in our lives, you know, our own insurance, you know, just in case God chooses or turns out to not be as reliable as I would otherwise think. I'm going to come up with, and we Christians, we do it. I'm going to come up with all these ways that I can get out of this situation if I need to, you know, with my life. Because you never know, you know. Other people's let me down, maybe God's going to do it too. So God just one by one knocks all those out, all those things that we've put in our place, you know, to rescue us, you know. And then once we are literally at his mercy, where there's nothing to depend on other than God. You know, he waits until we cry out to him with all of our heart and we say, Lord, you've given me nothing to rely on except you. And we begin to realize that it's at that point he has given us everything we need. And that's, it becomes a revelation in our lives. And God will keep bringing us past that marker, you know, that milepost in our lives to continue to remind us, I am all that you need. I am everything that you need. And I will systematically remove all of the things in your life that you set up as the means by which you will deliver yourself from your problems until you get it through your head, I am everything you need, you know? It's kind of interesting. And then so God takes away all those things, and then he opens the door. And you look at it and you're like, I cannot believe that door just opened. There's no way that could have happened on its own. And he makes a way. He makes a way of escape, you know? He makes a way of deliverance. And it's incredible. It really is. So write those things down.